Lesson 134. So and its many uses continued. It is not so. So you have come. It so happens. So kind as. Just, exactly. Look for, wash up. Some further examples of the uses of the word so are 1. He said the train had left, but it was not so. Not true. 2. So you have come after all. Said as an exclamation. 3. It so happens that I have just the thing you are looking for. And 4. Would you be so kind as to help me wash up the plates and dishes? Melt. What do we get when ice melts?
We get water when ice melts.
Nothing to do with it. What has that got to do with it? If we were discussing art and I suddenly said, "Ah, yes, but what about the cost of food these days?" Do you suppose that'd have anything to do with the discussion?
No. If we were discussing art, and you suddenly said, "Ah, yes, but what about the cost of food these days?" I don't suppose that'd have anything to do with the discussion.
And what'd you probably ask me?
I'd probably ask you what the cost of food had got to do with art.
Pick at. Pick out. What am I doing?
You're picking at your clothes.
What does it mean, to pick out?
To pick out means to choose.
Regard, greet, greetings, bye-bye, cheerio, cheers. What do you regard as the greatest favour that anyone could do you? When we wish to send our greetings to a friend through a third person, what do we say?
When we wish to send our greetings to a friend through a third person, we say, "Give my regards to John when you see him."
What do we say when we greet someone in the street?
We say, "Hello," or "Good evening," etc., when we greet someone in the street.
And what do we say when we leave someone?
We say, "Goodbye," "Bye-bye," "Cheerio," or just "Cheers," when we leave someone.
Scent, give off, rider. Which flower do you think gives off the nicest scent? Can you tell me of a case you know where an animal has shown it has scented danger before the danger has actually been reached? As an example, a horse will sometimes refuse to cross a bridge that is in danger of breaking, even though its rider might try to make it go on. And animals, such as deer, can also scent danger when a tiger is about. Go right, temper, lose one's temper, thoughtful, go bad, sweet. When things don't go right, what do? Lose your temper or just become very quiet and thoughtful, etc. What do we do with food that has gone bad?
We throw away food that has gone bad.
What kind of things put you into a bad temper? Would you say that, generally speaking, women were more sweet-tempered than men? 4 ways of forming the future. There are 4 ways in which we can form the future, and they are as follows. 1. I shall go to London tomorrow. Normal future. 2. I go to London tomorrow. Present simple. 3. I am going to London tomorrow. Present progressive. 4. I am going to go to London tomorrow. Future intention. Naturally, we can't use these different forms as we like. In some cases we use one form, whilst in other cases we use another, and as with so much else in English, we best learn when to use them through practice. Can we use these different forms just as we like?
No, we can't use these different forms just as we like.
What's the best way to learn when to use them?
The best way to learn when to use them is through practice.
By now. If you had left for Scotland 10 hours ago, would you have arrived there by now? Warn. Ahead. Triangle. What kind of sign do we see on the side of the road that warns us that there's danger ahead?
the kind of sign that we see on the side of the road that warns us that there's danger ahead is a red triangle with a picture of the danger in the middle. If, for example, it's a dangerous bend, a line in the shape of a dangerous bend is in the triangle.
Mercy. Has it been the habit throughout history for the conqueror to show mercy to those he has conquered?
No, it hasn't been the habit throughout history for the conqueror to show mercy to those he has conquered.
Desire. What's a similar word to wish?
A similar word to wish is desire.
Have you any great desire to visit a particular foreign country? Idiom 37. It never rains, but it pours. Equals, problems never come in ones and twos, but many come together. For example, there was nowhere we could buy any petrol for the car, there were no trains or buses until the next morning, and there was only one hotel, and that was full. Well, you know what they say, it never rains, but it pours. What does the idiom, it never rains, but it pours, mean?
The idiom, it never rains, but it pours, means problems never come in ones and twos, but many come together.
Give me an example, please.
One thing went wrong after another. It's always the same. It never rains, but it pours.
Injustice.